Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hello. This is Suzanne. And you are live with our show, our nursing home show. And you came in just at the right time. Let me see who's on the board, and we'll see how our show goes, okay? We're talking basically tonight about nursing homes and how they can be replaced by these housing units that we're thinking of, you know, putting together and stuff like that. I just want to see if our co-host is on, Frank Perino, and we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, you know, how we plan to solution. And it's going to be a good solution because, I mean, we've actually gone through a lot of people that we know who've been in nursing homes, including myself. I've been in a nursing home. We also have people who have called into our show. And this is actually the best solution that we've come up with. If you have anything else, you can call in and we'll talk about it. It'd be great because it would help us, you know, get a better solution out there for our people. All right. So please give a call in. It'd be great. All right. The number is here. It is, let's see, 213-816-1650. And our co-host is on. Here he comes. Hey, Frank.
Hey, thank you very much. Inner Sight, welcome.
Yep.
And, you know, we're certainly going to talk about that. How these nursing homes should be replaced. Now, you know, we're not closed-minded at all.
No, we aren't.
If anyone has any other ideas,
mm-hmm.
you know, keep in mind, though, from an inner sight point of view, the only idea that we will promote is to get rid of these nursing homes.
That's right.
We, you know, we want to make it so a person cannot go to a nursing home. Therefore, mm-hmm. they've got to be in their own home. Therefore,
right.
the money has to be rerouted to keep them there and help them. You know,
that's
and
right.
part of that should be a mandate for the agencies to help raise some of that money.
Mm-hmm.
We need to partner up with these agencies. They're getting
right.
big money because of us.
It's true.
You know, we need to be partners. And I don't mean, you know, and by that I don't mean that they have to pay us. They can pay us by helping us to live our lives better and,
yes.
and staying out of these facilities and other things, too.
Definitely.
So that's what needs to happen here. That's what's been failing on the part of the politicians and the advocates.
Yes.
You know,
I agree with
to
that.
Bring that. Yeah, to bring that about. So that
what
we
I've heard from some advocacy. I'm sorry.
What?
What I've heard from some advocacy groups, which it worries me because a lot of them go in and they only want to get the money that they were held back with. That's not the answer all the time. You have to get the law changed, and that's not always easy. You have to get them to realize that this, you know, change. You know, getting rid of the nursing homes is the best alternative out there so far. And if you don't,
yeah.
you know, if they're not there, how could they be placed in one? That's the key.
And the plan that we have, these agencies can raise money.
That's
We're
right.
not telling them to give up money or to get less money. In fact, I believe they could raise more money. I heard a thing on NBC today, a woman, I think it's a woman, Mackenzie
okay.
Scott, I believe that the name was some kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, that's a
big,
woman, Mackenzie. Yeah,
a big broker who made billions, and she gives away billions of dollars every year to charitable organizations. So you know, get people like that behind the cause.
Definitely.
You know, I don't know who she gives the money to, but I do know that money is not being used in the right way as long as people have nursing homes hanging over their heads. That I know.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So another thing that we very against is that every program for the disabled can lead to being put into a nursing home.
That's true.
Think about it.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm. If you meet the criteria, all right, you can be put into a nursing home. If you don't meet the criteria, and then down the line that changes, you can be put into a nursing home. So what is it?
It's crazy.
It's like these programs are waiting around for you to fall so you can meet the criteria.
That's right. That's 100% right.
You know,
that's why every month when they recertify you, not month, but I would say close to month, I would say maybe 2 months or around that, get 6 weeks, every 6 weeks, they call you, they ask you how you feel, did you fall? That's the biggest thing that I don't like. Did you fall? First thing I say is no.
Sure, because they're looking to put you in one of those damn
places. Yeah. Yep.
There it is.
I realized that maybe a few months ago. So why the hell did they ask me, did I fall? You know? Then I said to myself, you know, they really think, they're thinking about putting every single one of us in a nursing home.
Of course.
Don't say you fell.
Of course they are. They're not thinking about your safety first.
If they were, they wouldn't put you in a damn...
And we sent out a tweet about this today. If they were, they wouldn't put you in a place that takes your money, gives you services, that forces you to pay for services you don't want, and takes away your home.
That's right.
If they cared about you, that question would not be geared for that kind of, to put you in a place like that.
Here's what it would be, and I imagine it. Okay, I would say that they would say something like this. Well, you have a home out there. How could we get you back in your home? That's the thing they would say. How could we get you out of here and go into your home? Give me the things that
Well, how can we keep you in your home?
That's it. That too. Same thing, fine.
Yeah.
And not let you, you know, stay in here as long as, you know, a year. How could we get you in your home as soon as possible? That's all.
Yeah, but keeping you in your home is only part of it. How can we keep you in your home and make sure that you'll never go to a nursing home?
That too.
See? There's the part that's missing from these
and
programs.
All these, yes, that's right.
Right?
Not
one of these programs has a provision to make it so that a person cannot go to a nursing home. And by that I mean turn them into accessible housing,
get rid
of them.
Yeah.
That's the only
not
way that I know.
Get rid of
because
them.
As long as that place is there, they can always find
they're
a way to put you in.
That's right. That's why they make money hand over fist. That's why their average stuff that they've taken from the government is $196
billion.
$196 billion
you know,
for 2020. Just imagine that. Just imagine what that looks like. Yeah, greed. That's
and especially
what it looks
today,
like.
we heard Mr. Powell the other day saying that inflation is way too high, that the government has to step up and do something about it. Why don't they get some of that damn money that's keeping people in nursing homes and get them in their own home?
Right.
And help use some of that money to help people economically who need it.
Right, and I'm shaking my
There's
head
the money.
Right now. It's right there in front of us, and they're not doing anything about it.
No.
They want
They're looking to put more money into the damn nursing homes.
Yeah. They were when I was looking at this thing today. It was on one of the news channels. I happened to, unfortunately, get in on one of the stations. And I'm like, I was yelling at the TV, but I couldn't see the channel. But I was yelling at the TV because I was very upset. I said, how could you even think of that?
Probably on CNN or one of those.
One of them, yeah. I wasn't even paying attention. You know, I could have been so angry. I was yelling. I said, if I had something, I would record this right now. I didn't have anything
in my
head.
We got to send out a news release.
That's right.
Let's give them the solution. whether they use it or do something with it, another story, but let's give it.
Right. That's right.
You know, we ought to send out a news release.
Yeah,
and we'll definitely work on that. We send out a tweet tonight.
Yeah.
So, you have any way of checking if anybody responded?
I could tell. Hold on.
All right. In the meantime, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East.
I see that people, I'm sorry, I see that people have looked at it, but nothing on responding to it. They just look at it.
Does it tell you how many looked at it?
Hold on. 18? 18, yeah.
Huh?
That's it. 18 viewed it.
All right. That's a start.
Not bad. Start.
Remember, we're putting something new out there.
I'd rather somebody put something on the... Yeah, every day we'll put something. But I'd rather somebody just...
never been put out before the public before what to do about these nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they have a definite idea.
Right.
You know? Big East, the key to rescue... 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and Adopt an Akita. Big East, the Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. We thank them for all their help.
Yeah.
Nobody Starves on Long Island is one of our friends, and they provide dog food, cat food for those who are not able to get it for their animal. Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. You talk to Gary, and also he sometimes has veterinarian services available. Again, 631-484-3085. All the beautiful children of the world, some of them who have passed away, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Go an Extra Mile for a Child. Inner Sight reminds you. And if that kid is disabled, maybe they need a little extra understanding and help. Inner Sight. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. You can call that number anytime and leave a message. All right, Inner Sight and Suffolk Bus Corp, we thank them for their help. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help. Advocates over there, and, you know, don't expect them to go overboard, because remember, they're controlled by the state. They're not like us.
No, they're not.
You know, they're different, and yet they're still trying to help. So
yes, they are.
We give them credit for that, and we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
631-880-7929, SILO. Any questions about legislation and all that, you can call them on that, and they'll try to find out for you.
Mm.
Inner Sight, all right, a nursing home program. Nursing homes kill people. Turn them into accessible housing. That's what this show is about. And if you want to call in, 213-816-1650, you have a comment or a question, be happy to put you on the air. Keep it clean. Hey, you got the Able News hanging around?
Yeah, I do. Give me a second. I have to get to that that page.
All right. Inner Sight. And we thank Angela for the ad in Able about our program.
All right, here we are. Ready? Okay.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Thank you, Angela. And I was thinking just a minute ago how you can emphasize with anyone who has lost family and loved ones in the nursing home. So anybody out there
who would
like to relate that to us, we have someone right here who's been through it, who knows what it's like. Our co-host, our host, by the way, she's the host, Suzanne, on this program. You know, so we're not just.
I think about my mom every day since she's been most recently lost, and I just try to help my aunt who is trying to stay out of a nursing home in Florida, and we speak maybe every other day, but it's like I sit down and I try to not think of where she can go, but think of where she is now to keep her there. So that's the hardest part of my day. Is trying to, the little things that, you know, the basics within the house that somebody could keep doing and keep their body doing, I suggest it to my aunt, and then she does it. Like, for example, preparing lunch can be the biggest challenge when she doesn't remember where the stuff are, you know, but she does. She does it on her own, and, you know, she then thinks of something else for lunch when she could find the stuff, which is good.
That's the name of the game. You know, you do it on your own for as long as you can, as much as you can, and when you need help, it should be there for you.
That's right.
You know, and that's what is not there. The only thing that's there are these horrible nursing homes.
Yeah, and that so demises you, it's not funny. And then the fact, on top of it, the law that was placed for COVID that you can't even go in there. I mean, come on, we could have been in full PPE by, I would say, the next month. They had PPE going in there for the staff. By, I'd say, the next month after that, they could have had it for loved ones and say, okay, get in, dressed up in PPE, head to toe, so you don't give them anything and vice versa. You know, they don't give you anything. And come in and see your loved ones. Simple.
Well, they let people in there who spread germs.
Yeah,
and a virus.
That was it. That was the problem.
They didn't protect people by getting them out of there.
What the biggest problem was is that they let people in who were, you know, mass spreaders. Let's put it that way. And then the people who were not spreaders, maybe even their own family, who had careful intentions to not spread it throughout the whole place, would have probably stayed home if they caught COVID because they didn't want to go to their families. So it really was not a good choice. If you told me I had to go and visit my mom in the nursing home, I would have said, okay, I am going to get a COVID test because I want to make sure my mom would have been, you know, okay. You know, but no, that didn't happen. I was only allowed to see her from a window, and then that went away. I was not allowed to see her at all then. And then also, it was terrible.
They let people parade in and out, mostly who worked there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that did not protect the residents.
No.
You know, if they were in their own home, they wouldn't have been exposed to so many people coming in and out like that.
That's correct. Like me, I was in my own home. I wasn't exposed to a lot of people. We really, and Phyllis, you know, upstairs wasn't either. So we really, you know, had better protection. You know?
Anybody on the line?
Let me check. I thought I saw Anthony, but let me check. Yes, he's still waiting.
All right, 821 New York, inner sight. And
I'm going to bring him in. I know sometimes he has good thoughts here.
You want to call in?
Okay.
213-816-1650. Nursing home is like a disease. Here's another analogy that I want to make on the Twitter. The nursing home is like a disease, and you don't want to catch it.
Oh, yeah.
You want to protect yourself against that disease. And the only way to protect yourself, really, is to eliminate that disease. All right? That's the vaccination against that disease. Eliminate the disease. Get it out of this country.
Yeah. If you could, get it out of the world.
That's what Inner Sight wants to do.
Yeah.
And it's even better if you can take that disease and transform it into something good, like an accessible apartment for somebody.
Yes, that's what we need. And I asked my husband, now this may sound crazy, I could not remember this darn word, but I did, with my husband's help, since he's in construction a lot, every day, as a matter of fact, when he's working, the word for this particular action, so he gave me the word for it. Let's see. Inner Sight, you know, how we named our thing, but it says repurpose. That's the word I needed. The nursing home buildings into fully accessible housing for the disabled and elderly residents. That's what we need to do, is repurpose them. We need to give their mission and their repurpose them into something that is fully accessible for their well-being. That's what we need to do. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, tell them to get, we do a news conference, you know, tell them to get some of his fellow crew members together and bring down a couple of the sledgehammers to the news conference and say, we're ready to repurpose these nursing homes.
That's right, that'd be funny.
Boy, would that make an impact.
That would.
That's what we need.
Just bring all the unions. Oh, my God.
Yeah, to support the idea.
Yeah, AFL.
I mean, they're going to make money on it. Why wouldn't they support it?
Yeah. That's right. You know who had a member of the AFL-CIO? We know who that. We went there for their meeting. Remember when John had them in the room?
Oh, yeah. I forget the guy's name. But
Roger.
Roger, yeah.
Roger.
I can certainly look him up. Last time I heard, he was ill. I hope he's all right.
Yeah, I hope so.
So I can definitely, you know, we get together a demonstration or a news conference.
Yeah.
We can invite these people.
Yes, yes. We met him. He was very nice.
Incidentally, we're trying to get support for our tentative demonstration, September 17th, Saturday, 11 to 2. And we haven't picked a location yet, but we're trying to get support from the various advocate groups, independent living, and anyone who believes that people should have the right to remain in their own home and that these nursing homes would better serve the public and everyone else turned into accessible housing. So make a note of that date. It's tentative. We're going to need people on the site, of course, but we're also going to need people on the websites, on the internet.
Yep. Yep.
To send out notices and, you know, work that end of it. We want to work it from two different areas.
Avenues, yeah.
So we'll see
how it works.
How that develops. You know, you don't want to go to a nursing home? Beautiful, fine. You know, but help us do something about it.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't be, you can't commit to being out and getting out to a site because of your health and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Do it from your home. You know?
Definitely.
Give us an hour or so in front of the computer and Remind the media. Send notes to them, you know.
Definitely.
The stories.
And if there's been an area that hasn't been addressed, go and address it in a way that, you know, we haven't seen in any way, shape, or form. You can address it. Yeah.
We're going to try to get the stories up on Skype.
Yeah.
People all over the country. Maybe even all over the world. All right, Inner Sight.
I found his last name, by the way.
Oh, wow.
And his name, Roger Clayman, is his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You found his name on the
internet.
Union?
Yep. He's part of the Long Island Federation of Labor. Yeah.
Yeah, that's encouraging.
Yes, it is. Very encouraging.
Hopefully he's all right.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Inner Sight, yeah. This idea will help everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, accessible housing can be utilized by everyone. Open up jobs to renovate these places. There's another help for thousands of people. The thousands of jobs opened up. You know, and the image of the disabled will be so greatly improved if people realize and know that we don't have to go to nursing homes, that we have our own thing and we can stay in our own home. What a difference that would make on the part of millions and millions of people. The politicians should embrace this idea. It will save money for the country. It will make us more responsible in that we can, they mandate the agencies to raise money for this idea to make us the disabled more responsible, because we'll be able to respond and go to these agencies and say, hey, I'll volunteer to do a radio spot,
right, exactly,
public service or whatever it is. You don't have to pay me. You're helping. You're helping me. Stay out of this nursing home. I'll do it.
Yeah.
You'd get thousands of people. Some people wouldn't want to do it, fine. You know, some people have problems with that. But there are many, many who would.
It
would make us more responsible, and it would give us more opportunity to earn money and pay taxes if you're in your own home.
Yeah.
A lot of benefits from this idea.
Yeah, I would work, but I'd also probably need some benefits, you know, because I know that I have a lot of, I can't make benefits off of, you know, other jobs because of my health. So I'd probably say, oh, just give me benefits, that's all, you know.
Yeah. One good turn can lead to another.
Yeah.
Inner Sight. All right, by the way, tomorrow night, show, change the criteria.
Yeah, that's going to be
tomorrow
a good one.
Night show. We'll
definitely
explain, of course, what we mean by that and why it has to be changed. And
If you don't have the criteria, change.
Opportunity. What?
Yeah, if you don't have the criteria change, how are you going to change everything around it? You need that little sentence.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's a great title, because that really makes everything come together. You need that, you know?
And Friday's the funnies over here on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
So join us Friday night for some crazy fun right here. Louis will be on with us. Louis the Lip. We'll have
Jimmy
Dinigan, Lauren Hardy, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we missed Louis's call last night, so he may very well call in tonight. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw him, and then he popped off. I don't know why. Let me check see if he's called in again. Hold on.
All right. Louis, if you're listening, You can dial
yes,
in. We'll give
here.
You a few minutes to promote Friday night.
Here he is.
Inner Sight, Louis Rivera, live.
Here he comes.
Hello.
Hey, Louis.
Hello, Frank Perino.
Hi,
Louis.
Hi, Suzanne.
How you doing?
All right. I hear your phone. I just listened to Open Mic yesterday, yesterday's phone.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That was cool.
Yeah. In my dreams, Louis Rivera filling in for Suzanne. In my dreams come true.
Oh, thank you, Louis.
Your dream come true.
Your dream
yeah.
come true. What's that
now
about?
Look
yeah.
out. You don't want to make Connie and Chrissy jealous.
That's it. I mean,
look
I
out.
Don't step over their feet. Connie and Chrissy, you know, they might like you a lot.
I know that's on Saturday night, 11 o'clock on Channel 20 on Artie's Pulgate Asses channel.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Louie, when is the Inner Sight Follies on?
I'll talk to you. Give me a minute to tell me. Yesterday on Open Mic, I'm saying without Suzanne, and my name is Rosanna Dana, flirting with the ladies' lipstick and perfume and eyeshadow makeup.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't feeling well yesterday, so I fell asleep big time. I needed it.
Hey, Frank, let me say a lullaby, Frank.
A lullaby?
A lullaby?
Rock a
okay.
Susan on the treetop. When the wind blows, her cradle never rock. When
never
the bough breaks, will Susan never fall. When the
okay.
love drops come easy at cradle at all.
Louis, behave.
All right.
I'll behave.
A Louis lullaby.
A Louis lullaby. Okay, Lou, I'll fall asleep later with that one.
I'm just busting your chops, that's all.
I know.
So who's going to be here Friday night? Well, maybe we'll have a... I think we'll have Ed Sullivan introduce
uh-huh.
Louis Friday
there you
night.
Go. That's a good one.
You know,
hey,
yeah.
Frank, let me ask you a question. I was saying, I wake Suzanne up. I didn't mean to wake her up. I was saying, rock my Suzanne on the treetop and all that.
Somebody's got to wake her up.
Somebody's got to wake me up, that's for sure. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I think if you both had a piano and played chords, in the low section, and hit it hard.
Hey, Frank,
yeah.
what happened to you? Hey, Frank, you don't sing anymore, Frank, when you're in New York? You don't do that no more? You stop
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, I sing, yeah. I'm going to go out Friday and sing.
Well, you stop
hey,
it and
it.
You stop it no more?
Yeah,
no,
I go
it.
Out.
He goes out.
I'll go Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, he sings well, too.
Do I got to be me?
Yeah.
A little couple songs, you know.
Yeah.
And, P.S., you don't got no TV. Your TV's out of commission.
Your TV?
Yeah.
Or your...
No, Frank Perino's TV.
Oh. What happened to your TV, Frank?
My TV?
Yeah.
No, I don't have a TV. I don't want one.
Yeah, so you don't want one,
not,
though.
Well, no... Wrap to your TV, out of commission.
That's it, out of commission.
That's
out of
it.
Sight.
Out of commission.
Out of mind.
Out of mind.
Well, you don't watch TV no more, Frank.
So the story goes. Hey, remember that song by the Five Satins, Out of Sight, Out of Mind?
Yeah.
I have a
oldie.
That's crazy, but I do. It's very oldie.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have... We're going to have Ed Sullivan introduce Louis on Friday. And, Louis, I'm going to do a little bit of Ed Sullivan now. We're going to rehearse. I'm going to introduce you. And then you come on and you tell him about the Follies, all right?
Okay.
You ready?
Okay, you're ready. Roll them. Camera action.
Okay.
Tonight on our show, we have the great conga player and translator of Spanish dances, the great ensemble elector of electricity of the great Louis Rivera, right here on our stage with Ed Sullivan.
That's
right. Take it away.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Ed Sullivan. Make sure you're tuning on a Friday from 8 to 9 on a Friday night.
There you go.
The Inner Sight Follies. We're having a good time. I'm going to do Jerry Lewis. I'm going to do Rosanna Dana. And Pat Cooper with the cotton swab into the bathroom.
And
we're going to have a good time with the ladies. And don't forget Connie and Chrissy. I'm going to watch it on Saturday night on Public Access, 11 to midnight, Saturday night on the Public Access channel, Altice. All right. Well, I'm going to see those ladies getting down.
All right. Inner Sight. Thanks, Lou. We'll see you on Friday.
Definitely.
Hey, Susanna, you got a pretty voice for the phone.
Why, thank you, Louie. That's a great compliment.
I woke you up with a rock. Goodbye, Suzanne Audrey Tappa. Wake Suzanne
That's
up.
That's right. It woke anybody up.
Long as you don't put her to sleep.
That's it.
I got
to
go get some sangria tonight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm thinking two glasses, Frank.
Don't
two
put any whiskey
glasses.
In
two glasses. No. He won't need whiskey.
No, without whiskey, just with lemon and fruit and everything.
Yeah, you
all right.
Fruit, right?
We'll see you Friday, Lou. Thanks.
Okay. Take care, Lou.
Love you, Suzanne.
I love you too. Be good. Okay.
Okay. I'll call you on a Friday.
Okay.
Inner Sight.
All right.
At 213-816-1650 on our nursing
home. That's your phone number.
Yeah, 1 second.
Nursing home program. Yeah, clear the board, please.
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Lou.
You're welcome.
And talking tonight, of course, about these nursing homes. And somebody said to me it was a congressman who said it to me. And I totally disagree. You know, he said, some people need nursing homes. Wrong. Nobody needs nursing homes. You give me the worst situation
of somebody who needs a nursing home.
You put the money in Inner Sight's grasp, and we will find the right people to help that person.
That's my challenge. Yep.
You know, nobody needs a nursing home.
A nursing home, yep.
It makes everybody worse.
Yes, it does.
All right. So we totally disagree with that concept that some people need nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. You don't need them. Why do you need them for if you could stay in your own home and get the help that you need?
That's right.
Even to the point where you may have to get somebody to move in to help the person.
That's right. We were talking about that. Remember my aunt? We were thinking of nursing students and all different types of students to think of moving in with her and stuff because they know they're beyond the education of a nurse's aide. So they know how to deal with somebody who has all the issues that my aunt was presenting with. But we were lucky.
Yeah, if you get the right person.
Right.
You don't want
exactly.
a person who's going to call up every 10 minutes and file a report and drive
and then
the person into
out.
A nursing home. You got to make sure that that's
exactly.
the right person.
Exactly. Yeah.
You put it, you know, as much as possible.
Yeah, we have to interview them, basically. You know.
The what?
We have to interview them, basically, and make sure.
Sure,
that
you
got to
interview them. You got to know what they
yeah.
believe in. You got to try to find out what
yeah.
they stand for.
Yeah, everything.
You know?
Yeah.
So
they,
there you have it.
Yeah.
We are determined to turn these places yeah. into accessible housing.
Mm-hmm.
If and when. It will happen. When it will happen is a whole nother question, of course.
Right.
But Inner Sight is committed to it, and we'd like to, we again invite other agencies to join us.
I also invite the people who've lost their loved ones to, you know, just
yeah.
tell the story.
Yeah.
And to come in and tell their stories about their loved ones, because that's what we need. We need to
tell your stories.
Face.
You want to
yeah.
help us raise funds?
Yeah, anything you want to do.
Yeah.
Anything. Yep.
You want to try to get information for us about nursing homes?
That's right.
Statistics. You
That'd
know, there are so many areas.
You want to help the website, you want, whatever you want to do, that would help
yeah.
us. Yeah.
You want to volunteer at a nursing home and talk about it on the air, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A free country.
It's true.
They can't stop you from doing that.
Yeah.
There's any number of ways that people can help to make
yeah.
this a reality. And that's why
yeah.
we started this regular weekly show on Inner
yeah.
Sight.
We felt so strongly about the situation that
and we would
you
like
know,
to
I
have
was so
more
upset. Yeah.
All right. We'd okay. like to have more stories of people out there who on their own are helping people to stay out of nursing homes. You know, it'd be nice if we could get your cousin, Richie?
Yeah, Rich.
To come on the show and talk about, you know, why he's doing what he's doing and keeping his, who's that? Is that
step-mom.
His stepmom?
Yeah. Stepmom, yeah.
Out of the nursing home. We need that kind
strongly.
Of story.
He believes strongly that we should keep, he kept his mom out of a nursing home. Yep.
Well, ask him if you talk about it on the air. Tell him we're trying to
yeah, he
you know,
knows.
Turn these places into accessible housing, and we need that kind of talk on the show.
The sad part
if,
is the day
after,
do it. You want to know something? The day after my mom, he helped me buy the coffin for my mom, his mother died. It was so weird and sad at the same time. You know?
How old was she?
She was a little older. I would say maybe 3 years older. So my mom was 86, and she was about 89, 90. Yeah.
But she didn't die in a nursing home.
No. She lived longer.
See?
In the house.
Now there's an accomplishment. He ought to come on the show and talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
she had.
How
she
did
must
he
have
do that? Why did he do it?
Why? Because it was, it just was easier, cheaper, and better. And he wanted to be with his mom when she mm. was with. You know, it was very difficult. He had AIDS.
Very rare.
Had,
thing yeah. for somebody to do these days.
Yes, it is. It's not like.
I'd love to have him
very,
on as a special guest. Talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be good.
Invite him.
I will.
Tell him we need his help. And the way he can help
definitely.
Is come on and tell that story.
Yeah, definitely. I will.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650.
Yeah.
Don't forget tomorrow night's show, Change the Criteria.
Yeah, it should be long in coming.
And let me just, I want to mention one thing. It's worth repeating.
Mm-hmm.
Every program that's designed to help keep someone out of a nursing home, part of the money for that program should be dedicated to turning nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yes, it should be.
That's the downfall of these programs.
That's right.
The money cannot be used
mm-hmm.
to expose these places, to turn them into housing, to say why, to bring out the stories to the news media. You know, that money cannot be used in that way by these programs. You don't hear one story.
Yeah.
Orchestrated by the agencies.
That's true.
So that's the big drawback and the downfall of this money that goes into these programs. And that's why we don't believe, we believe that these programs can't work. Because
that's
the
right.
nursing homes are still there.
That's right.
And again, we asked the question, and I don't think there's any statistics on it. How many people get out of the nursing home only to go back in or are replaced by other people?
Of course.
You know.
Yeah.
So there you have the dilemma that we face because these places are still there.
That's true.
And as I said before, compare a nursing home to a disease. How do you get rid of a disease? You eradicate it.
That's right.
You kill it with organic antibiotic.
That's right. I got mine. I started with my
sinus. That's what
sinus
we
want
to do to these nursing homes.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. And, you know, we are open-minded about this. We're open to any ideas that will serve the purpose of bringing these places into accessible housing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see a congressman support public hearings on this. What do people think about this?
Right.
You know? How are you going to get a congressman to support public hearings when their attitude is some people need nursing homes?
Right?
You know, they say some people, but you know what they really mean? They mean all people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Some people turns into all people.
Yeah, especially if they, you know, it's very important to them. You know, they don't know what to do with their loved ones. What do you mean you don't know what to do with the loved ones? That's a real stupid answer. You take them at home and you take care of them. Or
a lot of people can't do that.
I know.
They don't have the means to do it.
Yep.
You know, that's what they mean. They can't do it. They don't have the means.
Yeah, it's true.
They have their own family. Maybe they got children and all that and everything else. That's why the means should be there. See, that's where the agencies can come in and raise funds and help people to do it.
Of course.
That's part of the whole plan. And then the Volunteers for Freedom is another part of, you know, where we could establish a fund and compensate people who are certified home health aides, compensate them for donating X amount of hours to help the person who's staying out of the nursing home.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to pay these people salaries.
That's
you compensate
true.
Them. Pay one of their bills.
Yeah.
You know? I think everybody, a lot of people would welcome that.
That's true.
You know, oh, I'm going to donate 4 hours on a Sunday and they're going to pay my car insurance or whatever it is. Hey,
yeah,
I'll take it.
Definitely.
You know? So the problem with this government is they're not creative and innovative.
That's true.
They claim, many of these politicians claim that they want to save money. But when you give them ideas how to do it, it's, oh, we can't do that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
I've seen
which
that
really
happen.
Means they don't want to do it.
Exactly. Or they,
that's what
they
really
that
mean.
Would be the best one is when I heard from a politician, that would be political suicide. What the heck is that supposed to mean? Political suicide.
What do you mean, talking about the nursing home, or are you talking about something else?
Something else, but the way they said it, it was crazy. I mean,
oh, yeah, but that's a different subject.
Yeah, but
we're
still,
talking about,
political suicide, dogs.
Passing
dogs.
A law to protect people, you're referring to passing a law to protect people who are denied guide dogs.
Yes, but still. It's the act of helping somebody who has a disability do something better for their lives, both through, you know, with the nursing homes and both with the service dogs.
Well,
yes,
I know where he got that from.
Yeah,
the school.
I do.
They told
exactly.
him, we don't
yeah.
want a law.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't listen to him.
We're gonna oppose it. We don't
yeah.
want a law.
Yep. I
that's why he came out with that stupid expression, political suicide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe some of these politicians should commit political suicide and get rid of them. Get people in, get some politicians in there who are not afraid of this bull crap.
That's true.
And get rid of the people in these agencies who think like that.
Oh, they always think that way. It's terrible.
You don't want a law to protect somebody's eyes? What the hell are you doing helping the disabled?
Yeah, that's right.
You don't belong there.
No, you don't. No.
That's another one of our petitions, by the way.
Yes, it is.
You know, license the guide dog school. Go to yeah. change.org.
And you could go there and see both petitions. And while you're at it, sign the nursing home one, please.
Yeah, how are we doing? We got any? Oh, we don't. That we're modifying it, right?
Yeah, we're in modification mode. They're doing a lot of things that my eyes are telling me to do, but I can't really see them that well. So I gotta take my time and put it in.
Well, we're gonna struggle through it.
Yeah, we will.
You know. Anybody out there who would like to volunteer and help us
just type.
Get this petition modified, we'd welcome your help.
Yeah. Yes, we would.
You know, even if you do it just as a one-time thing.
Please.
We would greatly appreciate it. Call in or site 631-224-3090 or email us at innersight@pmail.com if you'd like to help. All right. I have a few people, one or two that I can call.
Okay.
Who contacted us. I'll call them and see if they're able to do this. You know, we'll have to do it. If they're able to do it, we'll set up a three-way call.
Yeah. That'd be good. That would help tremendously.
All right. Inner Sight on a Wednesday night And let's check the total. 8:56, couple of minutes left.
Okay.
How are we doing? 114,000 what? We know
okay,
the 114.
I'm going to give you a nice one because I took a peek at it, and it was good. It went up again. But I got to wait till it opens up this time. I'm hitting it for the last minute. It's like,
We're the number three show in the world on the disabled.
Yeah.
We're in the top five.
Are you ready?
114,194.
Six more.
All right.
200.
Yeah. So people are hearing us, obviously.
Yes, they are.
You know, and I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. If each one of those 114,194 would send in $5, a one-time thing,
right,
we could get this thing off the ground big time.
Yep.
That's what we need. That kind of a financial burst.
Help, man. Yeah.
You know.
We had it once, but that was it. I think they gave us a few people to help us out.
We never had anything like that. We never had somebody, in $5. What are you talking about?
Oh, not $5. No. We got people to help us, didn't we?
Right. Got people to sign the petition.
Yeah,
is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. Sorry.
Yeah, well, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't necessarily bring you funds. But
no.
It's appreciated.
It is appreciated. I hope you in the long run, I guess.
All right, in a sight, we got a couple of minutes left.
Yep. 90
and,
seconds.
And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the show, Change the Criteria.
Yep.
I want to thank everybody for listening.
Thank you for joining us, Frank.
I don't have the signal, so you got to...
Yeah, I've given them to you.
I don't know what you got. You got a minute?
I got a minute left.
Oh, all right. All right, so close the show, and goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world, inner sight. And thank you for calling, everybody. Frank, thank you for co-hosting and helping me out, and the passion that you have for inner sight, and also for all the people who have demised from, you know, living in these nursing homes, it's very important. And thank you, everybody, for joining the show. Anthony, thank you for listening. We'll catch you another time. Thanks, Anthony. Bye. And, Louis, thank you for helping us out during this show. We'll see you on Friday night. Take care, everybody. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Thank you all. Bye-bye. Good night.